And we are back. I'm consumer advocate Steve Sunnell. With me, of course, John Kelly, president of Kelly Financial Services, a fiduciary firm, fee-based advisor, of course, and the president of Kelly Financial Services. We've got a lot of questions today, so let's just dig right in. We've got Mark in Orland Park, and he says, should I elect to put my bonus into my 401k? I've heard conflicting advice, but I don't understand the downside. Well, not a bad question.
No, and the nice thing about it, Mark, is you got a bonus.
Yeah,
you know, so congratulations. And well, again, that's everybody's situation is different. One of the reasons you put money into your 401k is to defer the taxes on it, and so it's not getting taxed in your current tax year. Depending on, I mean, sometimes bonuses can put a lot of listeners into a different tax bracket. So where are you looking at to go in the future as far as taxes go? Could be a big decision. It should be a big decision when making that. And the negative part about it is the downside is, you know, you still got to pay those taxes. All you're doing is you're putting them off. And most people feel right now that we are pretty much sitting in the all-time low tax rates in country's history versus where they're going to be 10, 15, 20 years from now. And pretty much everybody we talk to and all your top advisors are saying taxes are probably going to be higher in the future. I mean, we have $20 trillion in debt. I mean, we're not always going to have the luxury of the tax rates we have today. I mean, so many people want to raise them right now. And so understand where you're at, how old you are, when you plan on taking retirement. And there's nothing wrong with putting money into a Roth account or opening up a Roth account. Make it tax-free. Because I'm sure you heard us talk every time on the radio here. Nothing beats tax-free income in retirement.
Mark, if you want to get a head start, give us a call right now, 800-477-1135. We've got a couple of lines open right now. All right, we move on. Marie in Schaumburg, she asks, what's your opinion of ETFs versus mutual funds? Is one better than the other, or is it good to have some of both?
Well, Marie, I mean, that's why you need to sit down. For example, we had a client come in the office last week, and with one of the major brokerage institutions everybody knows about, and he had a lot of money sitting in different mutual funds. And so the main difference between an ETF and a mutual fund, ETFs trade like stocks, they trade immediately. So if you're sitting there and we see a plane going through like the Twin Towers, the problem with mutual funds, and we're sitting here at 4 o'clock in the evening, you can't get out of your mutual fund until the market opens the following day, goes through its whole cycle, settles, and then you can finally sell it. But by then, you could have lost thousands of dollars. By doing an ETF, they trade immediately. So you make a phone call to your advisor, they're immediately put into cash. And the fees are usually way less in an ETF than there are mutual funds. So again, there's some good mutual funds out there, but like I said, this poor guy came in our office here last week. He was in so many different family of funds. And what I mean by that, you have the big ones like Fidelity, American Funds, you have Putnam, you know, you have BlackRock. There's so many different ones. And this advisor had him in every different family of funds, because the problem is now is he's making more money. Upfront sales charges is what most mutual funds do. You're paying an upfront sales charge on that money. And he was losing out on all his breakpoints. So it means that broker was charging him more money. And he was putting a lot of money aside for his kids and his grandkids on a monthly basis. And then he was throwing them in all kinds of C shares, which is the most expensive ones that are out there. So understanding, like I said, how the system works. And that's why the nice thing about dealing with a fiduciary firm, when our clients sit down here and John Herrins does a complete analysis for everybody, he'll show you the best way to do it. And because a fiduciary, by law, they have the client's best interest at heart, not out there churning like this guy was getting, I like to say, getting creamed in commissions.
Sure.
So. And just constantly churning his accounts. So again, there's definitely, I mean, ETFs is what we do. We do completely fee-based stuff, portfolio managed. And I think that's the nice thing about sitting down with a fiduciary firm and having one of the better ones on the south side here doing it for us. It's a big help.
Just real quick, John, what is an ETF? What does that stand for?
Exchange traded funds.
Okay. So that's, and so, like,
I mean,
you
they're
said,
very they're very similar to a mutual fund, Steve, but I mean, the costs are way low. They're portfolio based, and we have different portfolios that we use. And depending on what the clients are looking for, if they're looking for growth, they're looking for income. I mean, there's so many different things you can do. And you just cut the people's fees by usually 50, 60, 70%.
Oh, my gosh. That's incredible. That's worth a phone call right there.
Absolutely.
And again, to help that income plan get started, you are a great place to start. And you're offering folks a great deal today.
Well, absolutely. And what we do is we're giving away a copy of Coach Pete's 2018 401k Survival Guide. Which talks about the different options people have within their current 401ks and what they're going to have to do in the future. And we give away Patrick Kelly's book, a copy of the book, it's Tax-Free Income in Retirement, Retirement Miracle. which talks about the best way to take income in retirement. And then we also do a complete income plan analysis, showing people how to maximize their Social Security benefits and show them what they're paying in fees currently with their current advisors or where they have their money sitting in their funds. And then we also, for any clients who come on board, Steve, with over $250,000, we provide them with a free will and a power of attorney for both finance and for healthcare. And for any of our listeners who come on board with over $500,000, we'll provide them with a living trust to help them avoid the probate process completely. So give us a call.
Well, John, that sounds great. Finally, somebody is offering retirees and pre-retirees some common sense and straight talk instead of, well, all that financial double talk, and you know it's coming. It's a sales pitch. You don't need that. Folks, what you do need is to sit down and get a financial roadmap put together, and John Kelly can translate for you that complex financial world into clear instructions. It's an excellent chance for you to get a true practical financial review. And for anybody listening right now, that number to call is 800-477-1135. You heard John. Call now and you're going to receive a comprehensive financial review showing you where you are right now, certainly, but most importantly, it's a roadmap to help get you where you need to be. In short, you've got nothing to lose. Call right now, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. And really, the show's flown by again today. I want to thank everybody for listening. Hope that you found the information we presented helpful, and we'll certainly look for you again next week with new topics and new questions, all right here on the Financial Safari.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.